everybody, and welcome to the new episode of the Wand Uppers podcast. I think this is episode 29 or 30. I can't remember. I'm not very good at this, but today we actually have three guests instead of the usual one. And I'll introduce the person who's been on here last time, and that's EGM's Live's most hated listener, DuckHunter007, who also goes by the Arbiter on his Triple Entendre radio thing.
Okay.
And I got two new guests, and I'll let them introduce themselves. Zombie, you go first.
All right. Well, I don't mind if you call me Owen, but I go by Zombie on a Leash on 1UP, and that's Million Zombie. Anyway, I'm a game designer. I'm currently out in Arizona finishing up a bachelor's program in game design, and I am currently project lead on a project called Nullgrav, which is an Unreal 2004 mod.
All right, and our final guest can introduce himself.
Hi, my name is, I go by Azadeth. My real name is Jared. I'm not into in the video game industry myself, but I've been playing them for, since I was a fetus, basically. So I've got, I'm one of the old ones, you know, one of the ones who says, you know, back in my day we had two buttons and we were happy to get that. So that's my position.
All right, very nice. And since we've got so many people, I'm going to try to make this short. I don't want to make this like 2 hours just because we have so many people waiting to talk. But I'll let DuckHunter go into what you've been playing.
Damn it. Always go first. not much. I picked up Kirby Superstar Ultra for the DS. And I got to say, it's not as good as Kirby 64.
You play Kirby 64?
I love Kirby 64.
I hated Kirby 64.
Yeah, but you loved Kirby Superstar, didn't you?
Well, I have it, but it's up for Christmas. So. That's like the only Kirby game besides like Squeak Squad and some of the other GBA games that I haven't played yet.
Wait, so you had a favorite or something, but whatever. So, yeah, it's pretty much a remake of the old SNES one. It's got a few new modes thrown in, nothing really special. From what I can tell from the SNES one and this one, the only new modes are this. In the game, you can turn off your ability and make it like a cute computer-controlled helper. Or with the DS now, you can have a friend control the little helper. And you're basically controlling one of the enemies that you fight in the game, only he's helping you now. And so one of the main modes is Helper to Hero, where you can fight through, 13 boss fights in a sort of Super Smash All-Star mode sort of thing as one of the predetermined characters. That's really one of the only new modes you can play through as Meta Knight the whole game in one run. That's about it. It's really good. It's been extended Kirby.
Is it better or worse than Kirby's Adventure? That was on NES.
Everything's better than Kirby's Adventure.
Oh, what? Man.
No, I don't know about that.
Well, okay.
That's a classic.
I loved Kirby's Adventure. I bought it for the Wii. I still have my NES copy. And it's great. Yeah, tons of levels. In fact, I think it's one of the longest Kirby games that Nintendo's ever made. But considering the range of things that you're doing in Kirby Superstar, there's a couple modes that's just standard Kirby, but then there's a mode where instead of when you suck up enemies, you don't get their abilities. You have to find the abilities, and then you can call them at any time. So you can collect, 19 abilities or something like that, and just select them like you would a weapon in Mega Man or something like that. Kirby's Adventure, really good game, but Kirby Superstar kind of beats it.
Okay.
Now it's more like Pokemon?
You gotta
collect them all?
not really, because, I mean, at least in Pokemon, there's tons of them, and, there were really bad ones, but there were a lot of good ones that you could sort of mix and match. And here, with any Kirby game, it's like you find one or two abilities, and those are the only ones that you really need to beat the game. But, yeah, that's it.
Okay. Zombie, you can go next.
Let's see. I have been playing in my free time Left 4 Dead because I absolutely love zombie games. I guess that's apparent from my screen name. But I got to say, it's everything I hoped and dreamed that Valve could do in a zombie shooter game. The only thing that I can complain about, which is what everybody's complaining about, which isn't really a complaint, is that there aren't enough maps. But everything else is just pure perfection. Absolute perfection. I love it.
Yeah, the first time I ever saw it was like 1 or 2 years ago, around E3 time on G4's Attack of the Show, and they had like the developer there to show off the game and stuff, and I was like, man, this looks amazing. And then I go online and nobody's talking about it. I'm like, did you guys see Left 4 Dead? And
well, it was on Attack of the Show. I mean,
yeah, everybody watches that apparently.
I haven't watched that since season one when they actually did cool stuff on there, like show you how to hack things.
Back when it was the screensavers.
Yeah.
All right, we'll stop reminiscing about tech TV, all right? I'm glad it finally caught on because, well, if Valve does anything, everybody will take notice since the whole Half-Life pedigree and stuff like that. But I haven't gotten to play it so far. I mean, I don't have a 360 or a PS3, and my PC sucks, so I'm kind of screwed.
Well, it's actually not even out for PS3. Gabe Newell has frequently stated that he absolutely hates the PS3, so I don't know if it'll ever get there.
Oh, okay. Didn't
but
know
that. Xbox did. So, who knows?
Yeah, I don't think it's an exclusive for the 360. I think it might be timed, so it might be coming out in a couple months, but like what they did with the Orange Box.
Yeah, probably. Well, Gabe Newell said that if it was ever going to happen, it would be something EA would do. And that actually has me worried because the more people talk about working with EA, the more freaked out I get because EA really sucks the soul out of the industry.
But Activision's where it's out now, man.
Yeah, I don't know. All these mega game corporations are really kind of ruining things, and they're almost encouraging things like releasing games that are half-finished and patching them later and junk like that. And Madden 2009, 2012, 2000 everything.
Well, I mean, EA has gotten better at the very least. I mean, with Mirror's Edge, Rock Band.
Yeah, and they've picked up, like, Will Wright, and, I mean, they are starting to branch out and get more creative people and letting them do their own thing, and I can appreciate that. But they got a long way to go to match all these private publishers and even the people who just sit around at home all day making things on their own.
So anybody got any more Left 4 Dead comments?
Yeah, that's right. We were talking about that, huh?
Yeah,
that there game.
Auto Shotty is the best weapon, definitely. And there really is nothing like co-op with four people. And that's one of the things that I love most about this game because, I mean, I grew up playing mostly with Jared over there on video games, split screen, shooting each other, working together, shooting other people, like AI and stuff. And there's nothing better than co-op in a shooter game, at least. I don't know about other games. They do fairly well, but if you're doing shooters, I mean, you got to work together. It's definitely where it's at.
I've heard every time I hear Left 4 Dead talk, nobody talks about the single player. Is it, like, if I wanted to get Left 4 Dead and nobody else on my friends list had Left 4 Dead, would it be a good purchase?
You know, well, it's built on the Counter-Strike Source part of the Source engine. And Michael, I'm terrible at names, so I forget his last name, but the guy who developed the bots for Source, and I have had the pleasure of speaking with him through email before, has done an amazing job with the bots. They work off navigation meshes, which basically coats every horizontal and near-horizontal surface with little nodes, and the bots can go wherever the hell they want on those meshes. And that gives a lot to the AI. It gives them a lot to work with and makes them seem more human just based on navigation. And they put that in Left 4 Dead and, of course, improved it and tweaked it for that sort of gameplay. And the bots, they'll hang out with you, they'll cover your ass, they'll shoot things in the distance, they'll pay attention, they'll call out items for you. The one thing that they don't do well is take initiative. They leave everything to you. And I know in Source for Counter-Strike, you could default things to humans only. I don't know if that's a console trigger you can change or not in this one, but it would be a nice thing they could implement later. But otherwise, the bots are really, really good. Some of the best I've ever seen.
All right, Azadeth, you got any games you've been playing?
Yeah, well, most of the games I play continuously are about 12 or 15 that I've collected over the last decade and a half that have just such replay value for me that I just play them over and over and over again. But I do play the MMORPGs only one at a time because that's all I can afford in terms of time and cash. But I kind of jump from one to the other. Right now I'm playing City of Villains. Before that I was on Warhammer, the new Warhammer MMO. And I've done pretty much all of them, just jumping from one to the next for a few months. So that's pretty much the only way I'm current in terms of what's really going on. I don't have any of the next-gen systems. I think that's a little beyond my price range, so that's mostly my PC with the MMOs and the old stuff.
What has been your favorite MMO so far?
Well, that's kind of hard to answer because sometimes they start out good, but then, you know, sometimes the community changes or sometimes they patch it. You know, after 2 or 3 years, it's not really even the same game anymore. Like World of Warcraft, you'll hear people say it's great, but then you'll hear other people who were there first say it's not the same game anymore. It's totally different. So I'm not sure. City of Villains has me coming back a lot. I won't say that's the best one, though. That's just the one that really seems to stick with me for some reason. I just really enjoy it.
All right. I guess I'll just jump into what I've been playing. And I've only been playing one game currently, and that's on the DS, and it's Castlevania Order of Ecclesia, which is yet another Metroidvania little mixed breed. It's not a classic style Castlevania like Dracula X Chronicles that was on PSP.
I've been playing this too, so I want to hear what you think about it.
Well, it does a lot of stuff right and a lot of stuff wrong. I mean, Iga really fixed a lot of the problems he's been getting. Like, most of the game isn't a huge castle, which you always get lost in. I really like the whole all these different little areas you can go into. And it's definitely very friendly on new players, because I remember the first time I ever played a Metroidvania, I just got lost and almost quit and never played it again. But I really like the glyph system. I thought it was going to be retarded at first, because you even use your magic for melee weapons, like your sword and hammer or whatever you want to use. But it refills really fast, so it's not that bad. But I really, really, really think they got the boss battles pretty top-notch this time. Usually they just stuck you in a box, and you practically got hit all this time, and all you had to do was get your potions down until you finally beat the guy. But this definitely has more of a skill base.
This time they drop you in a box with a giant-ass boss, and that boss just kicks your ass over and over and over again until you go back to another area, grind to level up a little bit, and then maybe tackle it again using a different combination of glyphs.
Well, this time it gives you more chances to dodge. I remember Dinosauro, like, if you played Julius mode and got all the way to the end and faced Evil Soma, like, that was so fucking ridiculous, because he was just like this big demon, and he just threw this whole massive array of shit at you. You know you couldn't fucking dodge it. And it took me forever just to grind enough just to beat it.
Well, okay, but that's Julius mode. Right, at least in Dinosauro, you were able to easily dodge, and yeah, the bosses were a bit easier, but they were challenging enough to be fun.
Well, I haven't really found it to be that hard. I remember getting to this giant crab.
That was
an enemy crab.
a giant, massive damage enemy crab.
Yeah. He, like, kills me in 3 hits when I first faced him, but I grind up about 2 or 3 levels, used a proper glyph, and then got up to the elevator and killed him. So.
Yeah, so for who hasn't played, this one, you get into, like, a big tower shaft, and you start climbing, and then the big enemy crab starts climbing up from the bottom, and occasionally you pause for a bit, and you're on legends, and he attacks, and you have to fight him until he breaks up, and then you keep climbing. Eventually, you get to the top, where there's a big elevator with spikes on the bottom, and you make the elevator slam down on the enemy crab, and blood's just going everywhere, and he just slams at the very bottom. It's the most fulfilling kill you will ever experience in a DS game.
But I'm pretty far into the game now, over 15 hours, and I just beat Death, so...
I haven't gotten that. I got stuck at the giant's dwelling.
Where's that at?
It's this big-ass house, and, like, almost all of the enemies, if they touch you, you get cursed, which drains down your mana.
Oh, yes, I remember that part. Oh, I think I used lightning, that lightning thing.
Yeah, and so I'm at the boss of that area, or maybe the mid-boss, I don't know. But he just, like, kicks my ass every time, because there's always a part where he charges me into a corner. And this is a lot of these attacks you cannot avoid. You might think you can avoid them, but the only way you can really avoid them is by purposely getting hurt and being invincible for that brief second and running behind them. It's ridiculous.
That's an old-time strategy there, too.
Yeah.
But if I had to rank the DS Castlevanias, Donosaur would be first, and... Portrait of Ruin be over Ecclesia just by a little. Even though a lot of people complained about that one, I tended to enjoy that a little bit more. But they're all great, so that's really all I have to say.
Isn't there a Castlevania fighting game coming out?
It's already out for Wii. It's getting very mixed reviews. Like, the highest it's ever gotten is like a 7 or something. And
well, it's a Wii game. What do you expect?
Well, no, first you hear Castlevania fighting game, and you just go, ugh, and then you hear, oh, it's for Wii. No classic controller support. You just got to use your waggle.
Oh, damn.
Try playing the Bleach fighting game, the first one that came out on the Wii. Absolutely terrible. Never played a worse fighting game, and I've played a lot of them.
From what I heard of, the Soul Calibur game that came out on... The Wii, they said...
That's like a third-person adventure.
Yeah, it's more of a brawler or something.
Oh, really?
It was crap, too. Don't worry.
Yeah, they said just wave your arms up and down and you win. Which is really the way you win any Soul Calibur game. But
you can get it for like $20 now, so I guess nobody bought it.
Well, it just goes along with the other great titles available for Wii, like Ninja Bread Man, Ninja Wii Reflex. What else we got? Pretty much three cooking mamas.
I say the best not Nintendo Wii game I've played so far would have to be Marble Mania.
Oh.
By far. I mean, when I first got that, my girlfriend and I played that for 6 hours straight and didn't even notice the clock was moving.
Wow.
It was absolutely fantastic. And the other one is actually a port of Doom that you can play using the Homebrew channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even play it on the PC anymore. Using the Wii controls with Doom, having that little dot on the screen, I don't know what it is, but it makes the game a lot more immersive and a lot easier to play, and at the same time, more like what it should be. And playing it on the PC with a mouse still feels kind of clunky compared to it. And I don't understand how they can crank out shooter games for this console using that mechanic and completely fail to... someone's port of a PC game. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. The Wii Homebrew channel, I don't know, that might be spoiling one of your news stories, but...
No, it's not.
I don't even use it.
Went up to version 1.0. Woohoo!
I think my homebrew is 1.0.1. I think they just released that.
Oh, Jesus. I cannot, for the life of me, figure out how to make it play DVDs. Because the Wii comes with a DVD drive, but you can't play DVDs, and the Homebrew channel... supposedly lets you access the DVD playback of it, but I can't figure it out.
There is, it's like a plug-in for Homebrew Channel. I don't use it because I have the PS2 and 360 for DVD players, but there is something out there for it.
All right, is that it? Anybody got any more comments?
I want to know really quick. I forget which one of you is the one that does the game designing shit.
It's me.
Okay. Is there, like, on campus or anything, really, have you seen anybody else's, like, is anybody currently working on any cool projects that are, like, fun little things? Like, what are you doing?
Well, I'm not, you know, I feel kind of bad of saying this, but I haven't really been paying attention to my classmates too much. I've been pretty wrapped up in our own project, and we've been working on it since about 2 months ago, just pretty much nonstop since we started. Basically, Nelgrav, and it, you can find it on ModDB under that, it's a first-person shooter that is entirely in zero gravity. And you can use, they have like magnetic boots built into your suits. You can walk on any surface, like any surface. There's laser
Mario Galaxy meets.
Yeah, pretty much Mario Galaxy meets Dead Space a little bit. I came up with this idea a couple of years ago and just wrote it down and shoved it away somewhere. And it's like, maybe I'll get to this later. And I'm pretty happy about what we've accomplished so far. The game's about 75% done at the very least. And I got a great team of artists and programmers working on it, and we're really coming along. So it's going to be a pretty cool game once it's done, which should be about the beginning of February at the very latest.
No Black Mesa Source.
Oh, God. I can't wait for that. I saw the trailer, and the animation on the tentacle was amazing. I couldn't believe that they managed to make a mod that looks better than anything Valve has come out with so far, at least visually. That's coming from a Valve fanboy, so, you know, I'm impressed.
So I guess we'll end this up here, and when we get back, we'll start with news. Hello, and welcome back. This is going to be our news segment once again, and I guess we'll just get started. The new releases for the Virtual Console have just one game this week, and it's Sonic the Hedgehog 2 for the Master System.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, boy. We could have had Earthbound, but I think Sega just wanted this game to be out first.
It's not even the Genesis version. It's the Master System version.
Well, the Genesis version is out already, so...
Well, okay, but still, why
I'm
release
sure it's still
this
better than the new Sonic game.
Oh.
Oh. I actually heard it's not that bad.
It's
better
it got
than
a
the 3.5. Game.
3.5, and it's worse than the last one, I think.
But EGM gave it a 7. Shane Bettenhausen for the win.
I don't eat sevens anymore.
Oh, well, excuse me, a C.
All those game review sites now are all under the dollar of whatever corporation is sponsoring them, so reviews don't even really matter at this point.
Hasn't Sonic the Hedgehog run out his popularity since, like, 1993?
Well, yeah, but there's still that group of us that believe that Sonic Team can go back to form and make something amazing. And every time they release a trailer, we all get our hopes up because it looks really cool and they show
and
the
then
running.
You get Shadow the Hedgehog and...
It shows Sonic being really fast and none of his friends. And then we see new clips with his friends and then we give up hope. And then once it finally comes out, we swear we'll never be fooled again.
It sounds like the guy I work with who's got Sonic, Knuckles, Uber Sonic, I don't even know what it's called. Super Saiyan Sonic. He's got like a whole roster of characters tattooed up his arm like a sleeve.
It's not called Super Saiyan Sonic.
That's
Super Sonic. And Super Sonic only goes into Super Sonic form when he gets all 7 Chaos Emeralds. And then his Super Sonic form runs out when he runs out of rings.
Wait, so 7 Chaos Emeralds, 7 Dragon Balls. Okay. I don't see any correlation.
There's a big fucking difference, okay?
For sure.
Can Vegeta fly? I don't think so.
Can Vegeta fly?
I'm going to let that one go.
Well, Vegeta is going to be mentioned later in the show, and you're going to laugh your ass off.
Back to Sonic, though, real quick. The last good Sonic game I've played is Sonic Chronicles: The Dark Brotherhood, and that was made not by Sonic Team, but by BioWare.
SKRPG, huh?
Yeah.
So Sonic Team can't even make a good Sonic game.
You know, the best 3D Sonic was the one in Smash Bros. Brawl. So what does that tell you?
Well, Sonic Rush is pretty good, and that wasn't that too long ago.
It seems to me, though, that Sonic pretty much, well, I played enough of them that they seem to be, like, pretty much the same thing. It's just running really, really, really fast. I mean, the most recent I played was Sonic Adventure, the two games that were ported to the GameCube, and those are okay, but, I mean, it was just really, you know, running around and running around and running.
Sonic games don't generally translate well to 3D. I mean, in both the Sonic Adventure games, they were the best 3D ones, but, like, you kept getting hung up on stuff.
Yeah, there was big stuck pathing kind of thing.
Huge bugs. And it's
they
like,
didn't fix much of it for the GameCube then, because I sure ran into a lot of those.
Yeah. And, you know, you see stuff like New Super Mario, which is essentially Mario, just in a 3D form. What if they did the same thing to Sonic? Or, like, how Mega Man 9. What if they did the same thing to Sonic on the Xbox Live Arcade, PSN, WiiWare? People would still buy it. That's the good old days of Sonic. Mario didn't change from Super Mario Bros. To New Super Mario Bros. That much. Like, they added a new power-up, but it's pretty much the same game. People buy it. Not saying it's bad.
Anybody ever play 2 for Master System?
No.
No, I've never had Master System.
Well, it's the same thing as the Game Gear version, and I played that on, I think it was Sonic Adventure DX for GameCube. They had a couple unlockable games there. And
it's on there?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have played it then.
You had to unlock it or something, and some of them were really, really hard to unlock. Or it might have been Gem's Collection, I can't remember.
Freaking Restar. Restar was,
that was
the best game
Mega
out there.
Collection.
You had to unlock it.
But that one wasn't very good. But I guess we'll jump into our next news bit. There's a rumor that the DS Game & Watch Collection, which was released in Japan through the Club Nintendo channel, and that allowed people to, you know, these little, in every Nintendo published game, they gave you a little card, and you went online, entered the code, and you used little points to get all these Nintendo freebies. Well, one of these games was a recollection of the old Game & Watch stuff, and it was put in a DS cart and DS package and sent to your house. And since the Club Nintendo thing is coming to America this year in December, whenever they decide to put it out, they say that this might be one of the first games we'll be able to purchase through it. Anybody interested?
I have all the Game & Watch games on my e-reader.
Aww.
No, anyone actually bought one of those?
I did.
You have fun, like, taking 5 minutes just to swipe one card?
Yeah, and I bought into the whole, just buy the pack, you could download. But then when you shut off the freaking Game Boy, the game was gone.
Wow.
That's a bit of a small print.
Yeah. It was great, though. Really great. You know, loved the damn thing. But why would Nintendo bring the Game & Watch Collection over to the U.S.? They hate us.
Yeah, that's true.
They hate the
card. They'll probably give us the Tingle game.
They probably won't give us Jack Squat on the Club Nintendo thing.
We'll give you a wallpaper.
A Wii Fit board with your Mii imprinted on it.
Well, that's the Wii Remote. That's what they did.
Well, that's the next thing.
A Wii Fit board would take a lot to ship.
The extra special 400-pound Wii Fit board. Designed for that chick on the I Got Married This Weekend thread.
They don't know about that, but...
Does Wii Fit even really work?
Yeah, it works. I mean, it's just targeted for casual people.
Calls your kids fat.
Well, I lost my baby fat to DDR, so I don't know how well Wii Fit would compare to that.
Seems to be the same concept, though, isn't it? Just a pressure pad? I mean, those have been around for a real long time.
Yeah, but the Wii Fit balance board is the next generation of immersion in a video game. For the first time, you are able to actually plant your ass cheeks on a board and play the game using just your ass. Truly,
progress.
This is the new Wii experience.
You don't even have to use your hands anymore. Gaming can be done with your ass.
That reminds me of a, I think it was a joystick article I saw recently. Some Japanese developer, and of course it's Japan, has made wireless peripherals to go with his new erotic game. And let me tell you, those peripherals are pretty disturbing to look at.
It's like a fleshlight attached to a little robotic arm.
It actually looks more like a kitchen appliance. It looks kind of like a blender, only the arm is a little different.
Yeah, I think I saw that picture.
Will it blend? That is the question.
Does it include a rumble pack? I bet it does.
It actually does have a wand that rumbles.
Like Rez?
The washable cover.
I'm telling you, people do that while they're looking at Chun-Li.
I never saw the appeal in her.
Well, to be honest, the Japanese confuse porn with pretty much anything. It's their major creative streak.
What happens when you're trapped on an island for thousands of years before meeting other people?
You gotta blur the genitalia out of there, and it's perfectly fine.
They do have the used panty machines.
Yes,
they don't anymore. They don't anymore. I checked.
Oh, really?
Nah, I heard.
That was kind of like their staple.
Apparently got shut down a couple years ago. But in other news, Kazunori Yamauchi says Gran Turismo is still coming for the PSP. Now, a lot
who cares?
That's right, who cares?
I spoiled. I'm sorry.
Back in 2004, they were really pumping out Gran Turismo 4 mobile for PSP. They were like, and I'm sure a lot of people bought a PSP just to get it, but I still can't believe they're still saying it's coming. I thought that thing was long dead. Anybody was ever looking forward to it?
When I got a PSP as a trade for a laptop, I played about 3 games on it and then sold it. And what did I buy? I think it was Call of Duty 4. So that's pretty much my opinion on the PSP. I mean, I appreciate it. It's a nice handheld, and when you hack it, it really ups its usefulness. But otherwise, I don't know. I still think the DS is better.
I don't want to get him to a DS-PSP argument. All I'm going to say is, like, who cares about Gran Turismo? Like, there are the racing game fans out there, and I'm sure there's Gran Turismo fans out there that really want to play Gran Turismo 4 PSP. But everybody else, like, who cares? I mean, we might maybe play Forza every couple of years. We play Burnout. I don't know a single person that is really in hardcore with PGR and Gran Turismo.
Well, I mean, what's new about it? I mean, so far, I mean, I've played enough of them. They all seem to be just like you're in a car. And
they up the graphics.
Yeah, and like you can design your own cars and that kind of thing. But I mean,
there's a new tree on the track.
Okay.
You can drive by it really fast.
But I mean, like, since it's based on realism. I mean, what racing is really only you're in a car and you're driving.
But it uses the Havoc physics engine.
Does that mean you crash better? Because that's the only thing that would look cooler, I think.
That's what Burnout's for.
Oh.
I don't know. My favorite racing game is still Mario Kart.
Yeah, well, you know, the fantasy racing games I think are better because then you get to blow the shit out of other people and you know, it's hard. It's only half racing anymore. More like half racing, half
then when
battle.
You're going to win, you get the damn blue shell on your ass.
You can avoid that now. The new Mario Kart for the Wii, actually, you can dodge the blue turtle shell.
That's
there
heresy.
There are a couple spots you can do that.
I refuse to listen to that. That's heresy. The blue shell is supreme. It always has been supreme. And if it isn't supreme, then Nintendo's lost their edge.
The blue shell is the win button.
Yes, it's the win move.
It's the nuclear blast when it hits.
It's like the end of a game of Mario Party.
Mario Party doesn't count in any conversation.
Who landed on the most blue spaces?
Oh, you did? Too bad. We're going to give it to this guy just because.
Oh, you landed on a Bowser space? Well, he's going to steal your stars now. And too bad. You had 99, but
that was a great idea.
Now.
Combine a video game with Candyland. See what happens. Well, wasn't that what it was
a pretty good one.
Mario Party has to pick one person to screw him.
All right,
we move on.
Nothing else to say about Gran Turismo, I guess.
In other news, Konami's teasing a new Metal Gear game, and they only showed in like a rear picture. It's like a exclamation mark plus a upside down one equals the whole turn
sorry.
On symbol.
I just got the image of the pic with the end guy. Did you see that?
What?
Some guy on the Hard Casual blog made what he thinks it means. And like one of them was like a piece of salami and like end guy crawl. And fuck it. I'm ruining shit.
Yes you are. But
screw you.
This picture kind of teases that maybe this Metal Gear is coming out for 360. A lot of people are wondering if this is maybe just like Metal Gear Solid 1 on Xbox Live Arcade, a port of 4 for 360, or an entirely new game for the 360. But anybody have any thoughts about it?
Well, Hideo Kojima said that he does not want to work on Metal Gear anymore, and he doesn't want anyone else working on it either. So I don't know what they could be planning with that. I mean, that's like Jet Li saying he's retired and then being the next movie again. So
Kojima never tells the truth. He said he would quit after 2. And
yeah.
Hasn't the Metal Gear story gotten pretty outlandish by now, though?
It has.
It was a little silly to begin with, but then they're getting into all this kind of, I don't even know what. By the time they hit 4, it was like, what? And then there's, like, endless cutscenes about what?
And I played 4 on the PS3 a little bit, and it's actually a really fun game if you can get past the whole, hey, that guy saw me even though he was behind a wall and I wasn't even looking at him.
Yeah,
but
I won't touch stealth personally. I don't like stealth in any way, but I did play them.
Well, it wasn't as hard as Call of Cthulhu, I'll tell you that.
Never got through that.
Oh, God, that was so hard. But, I don't know, Metal Gear is still fun. The story is still crazy, and the cutscenes just get longer. So, we're probably looking at a Metal Gear movie now.
Interactive movie.
Yeah. Press the X button to play.
Can you skip the cutscenes, though?
You can.
Yeah.
You can also pause them, which just infuriates you when you realize that you're pausing instead of skipping.
Oh.
But yeah, you can do that now.
Well, you know, sometimes they make it so you can't, or they make it so that you have to play through the game one time before you can, you know.
I hate it when they do that.
In every subsequent replay, yeah.
All right. In other news, at a press conference to hype up the Japanese release of Dragon Quest IX for DS, Square and Nintendo announced that the 10th game in the series is going to come out not for the DS, not for PS3, not for 360, but the Wii. So I guess if you want your Dragon Quest fix after 9, you're going to have to buy a Wii then.
So is that the first RPG on the Wii or what?
No.
There's like Epona and
Dragon Quest Swords.
There was a Tales game that just came out, Tales of Symphonia 2.
Oh, right.
More like an action RPG, I think.
Yeah, because I had the one on the GameCube. It was kind of half fighting game, half
RPG.
Half RPG.
It's like a JRPG, in a way.
Yeah, it was fun. Got to actually, you know, none of this turn-based stuff. You just go in and kick shit.
I just hope they allow you to use classic controller support, because I don't really want to use a nunchuck or Wiimote through the whole game, especially if they add waggle or something.
I can see how they might use it. You know, I mean, you could use it to just run around on the overworld, that kind of thing. So if they can institute it, I guess they could. I wouldn't prefer it, but.
Well, if they did, it needs to be, like, limited, like Super Mario Galaxy did.
Yeah.
And I'm personally looking forward to 9, even though I haven't played any other Dragon Quest. I just kind of want to make this my entry into the series.
Well,
if I like 9, I'll go into 10, but whatever. Anybody looking forward to 9 or 10?
Nope.
Never really got into Dragon Warrior past the first one when I stepped out of the first town and got my ass beat by a slime, so...
It's
RPGs
a good series of games, but, yeah, I mean, it's there's like 9 of them, so, and they're not all that different from each other, I mean, even from the old days.
And you can't even play 2 of them right now, because 5 and 6, I think, never made it to America.
Yeah, and they're doing a bunch of that stuff, too, so a lot of people are like, you know, I don't know if I'll bother anymore.
But our final little news bit is kind of a rumor, kind of half-fact right now. Some people have, like, apparently gotten hands on the new Nintendo Power, and apparently there's going to be a Smash Brothers clone for Wii to star the Ninja Turtles, and it's going to be made by the same people behind Brawl, the Game Arts people. I don't think Sakurai is going to be handling this one, but anybody looking forward to playing Smash Brothers Ninja Turtles edition?
Turtles is old even for me. Are they going to have an audience for that?
They have a Saturday morning cartoon show on...
Did they bring it back?
Yeah.
It's all anime style now.
They're on their, like, third season of the new show.
Everything's all anime style.
Yeah, well, I grew up in the old one, and I'd rather they go back to that series.
Anime is hot right now, so everyone's going to get some kind of... Everyone's going to make a Teen Titans type thing.
As evidence to the, like all the kids at my college, everybody runs around with Naruto headbands on. Oh, sickening.
The fucking the Naruto ones that you see.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
My God.
You know what they don't realize is they think like that's the hip new thing. Actually, in Japan, it's nothing. It's like last year. Like we're getting their leftovers, not only from the anime itself, but all the products and stuff. It's like. You know, it's like they're Scooby-Doo, kind of. Not that far back, but we're just like, wow, this is so new and awesome and cool, and Japan's like, we're past that. So we always get second rate on that. So it's kind of funny. It's always funny, the Japanese people tell me, it's funny to come over here, and it's like they step back in time because all the cool anime is not there yet.
All right.
What anime is cool?
Well, yeah, you can't ask. You can't really ask me because I don't really
Afro
watch
Samurai,
them anymore,
The Boondocks, anything on Adult Swim? Are you kidding?
The Boondocks is not anime, dude.
Well, I don't know any of that crap on Adult Swim that isn't Aqua Teen or.
I say anything that is able to be, let's say, ported to American TV and horribly translated into English, is pretty much. Not going to be a very good anime. I mean, some people really like Cowboy Bebop. I guess that was pretty good.
Ugh.
Well, it was really short, and I think, wasn't it like 13 episodes or something like that?
It was 26. Short.
It's 26 episodes and then a movie, and it really wasn't worth it.
But you don't know that from watching it.
But that was a big hit. I mean, it was a big hit here, and it was a big hit in Japan, and when they translated it, it wasn't too bad, the butchery. I mean, they still censored it and all that stuff. They always do that, so... But that's pretty much the only universally agreed upon not bad one that they've brought over. If there is good anime out there, it's not here yet.
Well, a lot of people like the dub of Yu Yu Hakusho, and that was pretty good.
See, that's ancient.
That is. Well, Cowboy Bebop was around in the same time on Cartoon
Network.
That's
like Inuyasha old.
No, that Inuyasha old is like Felix the Cat old. It barely made it to color. That's how. No, it's not that bad. But
I think
the best anime was Evangelion. But whenever I mention that to someone now, they go, "Eva what?" And I die a little inside. So.
Well, they don't realize they've watched about 700,000 clones of Evangelion.
That's true.
If they realize that, they might appreciate it more.
Come on, let's talk about the best anime ever, Pokemon.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Digimon was better.
I would watch my SpongeBob, watch a little bit of Pokemon. Come on, man. It's good stuff.
Oh, man.
Before they went to the Orange Islands and all that crap.
Yeah, I think that's the time I stopped watching it.
Ash didn't win the Indigo League.
I can't believe they're still going with that shit.
Yeah, it's still on TV, and, like, they killed off Misty a long time ago. And now the new girl that they got on there is, like, 10, and she's got a skirt that barely,
it doesn't
cover anything. It's like you're asking for a panty shot in a cartoon on Saturday morning.
Well, that's, that's Japan, and I'm not
sure. Of course.
Or kids will just censor it like they did a lot of stuff, like the guy pointing a gun at Ash's face. There's one episode they didn't show because, what's his name, had boobs.
James. That's right.
James, yes, that's it.
He had like, yeah, I remember he had like fake boobs, like he was dressing up or something. And
yeah, he was gay.
They bounced too much or something for American censors.
I think
he was
showing it.
Blaming homosexual. I mean, the way he talked, James.
His Japanese voice isn't much better either. No.
Oh, look, it's the twerps.
They really killed off Misty?
Yeah, they didn't kill her, but yeah.
Damn.
She's went back to being the damn gym leader at Cerulean City.
Why was she following him anyway? Wasn't it just, like, originally because he broke her bicycle and she was just kind of hanging around?
She had a thing for him.
Oh, a thing.
Yeah.
Not her bicycle. Okay.
Yeah, once he paid back for the bicycle, then she kind of left.
It wasn't the bicycle she wanted to ride.
Oh.
She's like 12. Don't do that.
It's Japan. What do you want?
Yeah, it's like Pokemon's been on for like, what, going on 10 years now, close to it, and they're still fucking 12 years old.
Well, you know, what about the South Park kids? Come on.
What about the Brady Bunch?
It's going to be on, you know. It's just going to be on as long as it's marketable, that's all. As long as people are going to keep buying Pokemon stuff, whether that be here or in Japan. I don't know how it's doing in Japan anymore. It might be old news, but it might be marketable here.
Misty in 20 years is going to be that girl in the I Got Married This Weekend thread. You need to post a link to that.
All right, I will, since you keep mentioning it. Come on.
Let's go. Come on.
All right. When we get back, we'll start the community segment, so stick with us. All right, welcome back. This is going to be our community segment, and I hoping it's not going to be too long. We don't got too much. Only got about 3 threads here, so we're just going to read them and respond to them. Now, here's probably one of the most retarded threads I've ever found. Maverick89 says, has anybody ever bought songs for Rock Band but can't afford the game? It's like buying bullets.
What?
You don't have a gun.
What's his logic for this?
He's like he said, like, does anybody buy DLC before they buy the game? Like, they think they might get it, but they can't afford it yet.
Well, I did that for Dead Space. I downloaded the suit that they had out, but that's free. And
paying for stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems to be a problem with priority.
enough money to afford the game at the time, so you're going to spend the money that you currently have on buying shit for the game you don't have.
Yeah, like buying a gallon of gas before you can afford the car. Yeah, it's like that.
Well, then there's my friend over here who bought Rock Band for the PS3, got the whole kit for it, and then spent all night downloading every single Rock Band item they had out there. He probably spent 5 times as much on the downloadable content than he did the actual game.
Holy shit.
I'm not surprised. There are people that do that.
Well, yep. That's a good way for the company to make money, too. You know, they keep adding on the accessories and stuff, and people will do that. I mean, the game itself might only be a little bit, but you keep adding on and adding on, people will pay if they like it.
And you can't blame them for what they put out, because they're putting out songs every week.
That's true.
If the guy's buying everything, then that's his own fault. I mean,
yeah.
Everything else you could just pick and choose in the in-game music store. which is pretty nicely built.
Do they give you a chance to preview the music before you download it?
Yes, they
it?
Do.
Oh,
well, not in like a playable demo, but you can listen to the song.
Yeah, that's good. I want to download something and then realize it's utter crap and can't return it.
Well, that's why they give out free stuff like Still Alive.
Yeah, somebody on the boards was suggesting that like Microsoft should do a used digital download service. Give your games back and people could buy it used. I don't think he gets how it works.
Was he being serious?
Oh, he was dead serious.
Somebody already had access to this file. Oh, and it comes with, like, one game save already on it. Like, some of the achievements already unlocked.
Hey, people would be into that one, though. All right, the Crimson Kid made another thread that's been done, like, so many times over the years. How long do you think the Wii craze or fad will last?
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, such a fad now. 35 million units in under 2 years, still going strong. It was like 800,000 on the week of Black Friday. Total fad. Come on.
You see, 1UP, this is what happens when you break the boards. You get threads like this.
Well, this is on the old boards.
This is on the old boards? Even worse.
So he's implying that it's just
it's not going to last.
It's just some
PS3
and pretty colors.
Coming back.
Yeah, okay.
Like the iPod, you know, that's just a fad.
Just like pants. Nobody will ever wear those again.
Do you notice how similar the iPod and the Wii look? It's almost like they're conspiring together.
Have you seen the DSi?
I have, and that's about the same.
They took the iPod, the I, and just put it in the back.
IDS.
Oh, ho.
All right. Here's the best thread ever. It was made by Hal Saki, and he originally made this where it's just a stupid trolling thread. It says, okay, let's play a game. And he posted a picture of Samus Aran, and he originally wanted people to post pictures of characters better than the character posted before it. And then eventually somebody posted Piccolo. It was like an animated GIF. Piccolo anally raping Vegeta.
Well, come on. I mean, but that kind of post is like a ticking time bomb anyway. Like, I gave it 30 seconds before it degenerates into anarchy, that kind of thing.
And I give y'all this picture. It's on the internet. Google Piccolo dick and you'll find it. I bet arbiters are already doing it.
Yes, actually, I am. What do I look for?
Piccolo dick. You'll find it.
Alrighty. Go ahead, keep talking.
Well, the guy who posted that got banned, but
first thing I get is Encyclopedia Dramatica.
Yeah, that's where I found it.
No surprise there.
If we're really going to get into this game again.
The only reason I knew, the person was banned and the post was deleted before I could see it, but
of course.
Might ask a question. I don't think Piccolo was ever stronger enough than Vegeta to the point where he could annually rape him.
I'd watch that episode. That would at least be something new.
Oh,
yeah, but it'd take him 3 weeks to accomplish it.
I know. 3 weeks.
Now they released a new Dragon Ball special in Japan, and the animation's actually pretty good.
Oh, it should be by now.
The Encyclopedia Dramatica description. Forced meme alert. Piccolo dick will be posted by the same unfunny new fag until you like it.
Hey, Anybody seeing the new Dragon Ball movie next year?
Yeah, I'm going to go see it. I'll wait $7 on it.
The live-action thing?
Yeah.
It's going to be hilarious.
I don't know. I couldn't even go to the Mortal Kombat live-action thing.
The first one was actually okay.
Was it?
The second one was awful.
The only video game movie I saw, except for like Resident Evil, was the Mario Brothers movie way back then, and I was just like, what the fuck's going on here? And I really don't think that they can translate it well enough. Well, certainly not well enough for the fans, but not well enough to make anything that's really going to be high quality.
Only thing I remember from the new Super Mario Brothers movie is Mario getting some action from a fat black chick and really tiny bomb blowing up half the city.
That's about it, yeah. And Dennis Hopper is King Koopa.
Yes. Mario and Luigi Mario.
Yeah.
Dennis Hopper is going to be in a video game coming up, Deadly Creatures. He's like an announcer. No,
he
should be.
Like...
He's going to be a voiceover with Billy Bob Thornton. Apparently they think the game's the shit because they've been promoting it up and down, so I think they're just out of money.
Or drunk.
Celebrities are doing that, though. They're really doing a lot of voice acting now.
Well, I haven't enjoyed Dennis Hopper since he was the bad guy in 24, so we'll see how this goes.
24 died to me. After season 6, like, by the end of that, I was just like, no.
Season 7's coming up.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to watch that. I didn't watch the stupid TV movie.
They're doing a new movie, too.
Hey, let me get something straight here. So, like, supposedly every episode is supposed to be 24 hours long, right?
No.
Every episode's
every
1 hour out of a 24-hour day.
Oh, so if this is season 7, then that's only, like, the 7th hour in 1 day?
See, so season 1, every season is 1 day, and there's 24 episodes, and each is an hour long. Like, The Following takes place between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. And so they tell you, like, for the names of it, day 1, day 2, day 3. And then you think about it, and it's just like, is this all happening in, like, a fucking week?
That would totally mess with me. I wouldn't get
it. They put a couple years between each day, so.
And then the damn Africa thing with the TV movie.
I watched about 3 episodes of that, and I was like, this guy better not be in the next season. Coffee getter. I don't think so.
All right, I guess we'll just wrap this thing up since
it's
been going on too long. I'd like to thank everybody for coming on.
That's great to be here.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, I got some Piccolo dick.
It's all worth it, then.
Fap, fap, fap.
And we are ghosts.
All right, well, hey, it was great talking to you guys.
Are you leaving?
We done this?
No, we're going to
no, see, we don't leave.
Okay.
This is just like a fake pause, because then he's going to edit some stuff, and he's going to do some...
Commercial break.
Okay.
Music magic.
Magic of show business.
We'll do another break after news, and then we'll do community, and then we'll end it.
All right, hold on.
You get to leave.
I'll be like 1 sec. Hold on.
Sounds good.
It's the most wonderful time of the
year. God, Christmas music.
Keep singing, Arbiter. I mean, Duck Hunter.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You might say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Oh my God. That's good. That's going on the recording.
Chun-Li Dick Fart. That needs to be on there. You need to put that as the episode pick.
Oh, man. They don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, have you sent them that? You need to send them that.
Let's just see. Just news.
When you get a free chance, send them that. You guys are going to see the most amazing thing you have ever seen in your lives.
Okay.
It'll be great. Just imagine Chun Li, like,
okay,
squatting
stop,
over,
stop, stop,
pulling apart her ass cheeks, letting out this massive, like, atomic bomb fart, at the same time her dick hanging down.
Wow. Shedding dick nipples?
Fair.